I am divine order. What a joy. I am divine order. What a joy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am divine order. What a joy. We can look at our life and we can see all of the many adventures that we have had and that we are having and that we will have. And we think to ourselves, hey, that is cool. That is really cool. I love all these adventures. I love all these experiences that I'm having. What a joy. And as I think about every experience I have as being a joy and being all in divine order, I think that they are the most magnificent experiences anyone could ever have. Now, it doesn't matter how we think about these experiences. It doesn't matter whether we think that they were wonderful, we were having them, or we understood them as we were having them, but do we understand them now? Do we understand now that all is in divine order in our life? That we grow up into beautiful human beings. We grow up into beautiful divine beings. We leave aside those growing experiences where we were having little problems now and then understanding the learning experiences of life, like mathematics, you know. It was difficult at one time, but now it's just a lark. It's just a simple thing as falling off a log or piece of cake. And that's what life is all about. Life is not living in the past, not living in the future, not living in the now, but living in this moment, this instant, and enjoying every instant that we live, enjoying every experience that we have right now. Because now we are a new person. Now we are a new life. Now we are a new being. We are no longer what we were just an instant ago. We're no longer what we were a century ago. We're no longer what we were, but now we are what we always were. Divine, perfect, wonderful. We live in our perfection. We live in our wholeness. We live in our goodness. We live in all that is right and good. All is in divine order now. We arrive at that point when Mozart was working on his musical scores. He wrote them down letter perfect because he had a clear channel listening to the divine within him. And the divine music within him flowed forth through his pencil, through his pen, in such a beautiful way that it was note perfect as it was received. None of us are so fortunate as to go through life receiving all things note perfect. But as we polish them, as we leave behind those things that are no longer beneficial to us, and we take into our heart all those things that are beneficial to us, then our life becomes a very meaningful situation. A very meaningful situation. Sometimes our toughest teachers are the most significant teachers for us because they caused us to sit back and listen, to stop and think about who we are and determine what our values are and what our direction is in life and what we want to accomplish in life. And when these tough teachers go away, we sometimes remember only the hard part of growing up, only the hard part of lifting weights to build our muscles. We stop and think about where we are now. Right now we have a beautiful body because we lifted weights, because we did the tests, because we were prepared. And we live now in this wonderful, fantastic, glorious experience where all is in divine order. We live now because we are the expression of all that is good and beautiful. We are the expression of all that is lovely, all that is wonderful, all that is fabulous. We are that living right now in every action of our being. All is in divine order. What a joy. When I can say that forever and ever and ever, then I experience it. But so long as I remember my growing experiences, so long as I remember the tough teachers I've had, so long as I remember the tough experiences I had that brought me to the wonderful being that I am today, then I'm not enjoying being who I am today. All is in divine order. What a joy. I'm living in that all in divine order right now, in every area of my life. Every person in my life has come into my life for a significant reason, to help me to strengthen my character, to help me to strengthen my being, to help me to strengthen who I am. And today I am strong, I am powerful, I am wonderful, only because I know that all is in divine order, and what a joy that is. What a joy it is to be living in this magnificent, wonderful world of ours, this fantastic world of ours where every moment things are improving. Every moment people are living longer. Every moment people are living healthier. Oh, we know about the people's problems more now than we ever did before because of the media, but that doesn't make the problems more significant than they ever were. Because now we put our attention on the truth about ourselves. We live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We live in our ideal world. We're surrounded by beautiful beings. We're surrounded by wonderful beings. And we should live up to being surrounded by that wonderful being, by those wonderful beings, by our being, our most wonderful self. I am in divine order now. I live in divine order now. I delight in divine order now. All things I do are in divine order now, and I am the happiest person in the world. I lay no claim to a problem. I lay only a claim to a solution. I lay no claim to circumstances that caused me to think, but I lay only claim to what I thought when I had those circumstances. I am ready now to live my life as the most beautiful, wonderful, fantastic being on the face of the earth, because I am ready to be who I am. I am ready to be me, and I am me right now. So, again and again and again, I say, I am divine order now. What a joy. I am in divine order now. What a joy. I am in divine order now. What a joy. What a feeling of goodness. What a feeling of peace. What a feeling of magic. Everywhere I look, I see beautiful people. Everywhere I look, I see people who are being themselves and having fun. Everywhere I look, I see all in divine order. Nothing needs to be changed. Nothing needs to be improved. All is in divine order now. And as I know all is in divine order now, and as I experience all being in divine order now, I live in a mellow consciousness, in a mellow attitude. I am untouched by the world, because I look at the world with unconditional love. I am untouched by what might be going on, because in my heart all is beautiful and good, and I see everything as beautiful and good. I see everything as magnificent and wonderful right now. It's my choice. It's my choice, and it's the only thing that matters to me, and it's the only thing that matters in my world. And as you take it as your choice, you too join me in this feeling of happiness, bliss, of all is in divine order, and what a joy it is. You are in my love, now and always. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.